So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda regarding the muktzah status of a broken utensil. Reb Meir holds me'ein malacha. As long as there is some use for the broken piece, it is not muktzah, whereas Reb Yehuda holds me'ein malachton. It must be usable in a way that resembles the original function of the kli, for it not to be muktzah. The Gemara quotes a braisa that might relate to this machlokes. Tanu Rabbanan, shivri tanur yashin, harehin kakol hakelim anitalim b'chatzur, div Reb Meir. Reb Meir holds that broken pieces of an old oven are not muktzah. Reb Yehuda Oiva, ein italan. Reb Yehuda holds that they are muktzah. There are three ways to explain this machlokes. Amar Abaye, ba'isin me'ein malacha, ve'ein oisin me'ein malachton kamiflagi. We're speaking about broken pieces that are useful, but not for the same purpose as the original oven. Reb Yehuda and Reb Meir argue whether that function is enough to avoid the muktzah status. Rava rejects this explanation because the braisa did not have to speak specifically about broken pieces of an oven. The same would be true of broken pieces of any kli. Therefore, Amar Rava, b'shivri d'hai tana kamiflagi. This machlokes is specifically about the broken pieces of a specific type of oven whose status as a kli is subject to a machlokes even while intact. An oven which is put over the mouth of a hole in the ground, if it is not attached to the ground the very first time it is heated up, if it holds, it is never becomes a kli and is therefore not mekabel tuma. When it breaks, it will certainly not be a kli and will be muktzah. Reb Meir holds it does become a kli when heated up and therefore can be mekabel tuma. Its broken pieces would also be considered kli and not be muktzah. Reb Ashi rejects this explanation because the braisa did not have to speak about the broken piece of the oven. The same machlokes applies to the oven itself while intact. Therefore, Reb Ashi says the machlokes is about broken pieces of an oven that are oisa maisa tafka. They can be used as heated tiles that can bake a dough. Reb Meir says, according to me, these shards are not muktzah because I hold me'ein malacha. Any use is sufficient. But even Reb Yehuda should agree that these shards should not be muktzah because they should be considered me'ein malachton. They're functioning in a similar way to the oven. Reb Yehuda, however, thinks that since the tiles are heated from the outside and the dough is baked in a horizontal position, unlike the oven, which is heated from the inside, and the dough is baked vertically, it is not considered to be similar to the original malach. It's like the Mishnah. Ho'even should be kiruha, zemoyrishi kashura b'tfiach. The Mishnah speaks of two cases where something muktzah is attached to a kli. A stone attached to a dried garret shell that is used for drawing water, and a vine tied to a pitcher. Both become part of the kli and are not muktzah. The Gemara cites a Mishnah later in Daf Kof Memeis, which says, Evin shal piachavas. When a barrel has a stone on it, one may lift the barrel, move it to a safe spot, and tilt it so the stone will fall off. All agree that this is only true b'shecheach, when one forgot the stone on the barrel, but not if maniach, the person put the stone there on purpose. If it was maniach, there are two opposite opinions. Rabba holds, if he placed it there, the barrel becomes a basis ladav ha'asr, a base for the muktzah rock, and the barrel becomes muktzah like the rock and may not be moved at all. Rabba explains, the case of a mishnah is different. Since the rock is attached to the guard so that it does not fall out, it becomes part of the guard, which is a kli, and the rock is not muktzah. Rav Yosef holds, when he places the rock on the barrel, it becomes a kisul l'chavis, a cover for the barrel, and even the rock is not muktzah, and the rock may be moved directly. Rav Yosef explains, our Mishnah here, which says that if the stone is not attached to the guard, it's muktzah, is different. An unattached stone serves no purpose because it will fall out of the guard, therefore it is muktzah. The stone on the barrel serves as a cover for the barrel, and therefore is not muktzah. The Gemara explains the basis of the machlokes. Mar saver b'ina maisa. Rabbi in the name of Rabami holds that a significant act is needed to turn the rock into a kli. Merely placing it on the barrel does not remove its muktzah status. Therefore, since the rock remains muktzah, the barrel becomes muktzah as a basel dava asr. Umar sava loy bina maisa. Rav Yosef in the name of Ravasi holds that no significant act is required to turn the rock into a kli. Merely placing it on the barrel turns it into a cover and it's no longer muktzah. The Gemara demonstrates that Rabami and Rabasi have the same machlokes in determining what kind of action Rebbe held was necessary to designate a row of stones as seats for Shabbos when he had gone for Shabbos to a new place and was planning to give a shiur there. Rabasi says, "Tzu v'shav shifum omrlahu." He told his Talmidim to wipe the stones clean. Although a minor and insignificant act, it's sufficient to remove the muktzah status. Lo bina maisa, and therefore we have time to arrange the stones on Shabbos. Rabami says, "Tzu v'lomdum omrlahu." He told them to arrange the seating before Shabbos. Wiping them down is not significant enough an act to remove the muktzah status, b'ina maisa. Therefore, since they remain muktzah, we must arrange the seating before Shabbos so that they need not be moved on Shabbos. Alternate versions of the story of Rebbe have him permitting either a stack of beams or a pole used to measure the depth of the water for a ship with minimal action. Manda Amar Savar Aval Geshoish Kabralah. The opinion that Rebbe permitted a stack of beams with minimal preparation would hold that he would not have said the same thing about the pole used to measure the depth of the ocean, since it is Muktzah Machmas Chasar and Kis. The owner would not use it for other purposes out of fear of bending it and ruining it. Manda Amar Geshoish Koshik and Savar, if he permitted a pole which could be considered Muktzah Machmas Chasar and Kis, of course he would permit a stack of beams. Zmeira Shikashura. The Mishnah permitted moving the vine tied to a pitcher, implying that if it were not tied to the pitcher, it would be usur to handle. The Gemara first suggests that this is not in accord with Reb Shimon Gamliel regarding palm branches that were cut for firewood, making them muktzah, and he now wants to sit on them. Reb Shimon Gamliel says he does not have to do a maisa, tie them into bundles to remove the muktzah status. Designating it b'machshav is sufficient. The Gemara concludes that there are two possible reasons that even Reb Shimon Gamliel may require the vine to be tied. The vine is still attached to the ground. Therefore, even according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, machshava is not enough. You need maisa, an act to change its status. The Gemara points out there is no issue of mishtamish b'mechubel karka, using something that is attached to the ground, since it is within three tefachim of the ground, which is considered like the ground itself. The concern with the vine is that you might cut it shorter if it isn't tied because it's soft. The Gemara continues with the next halacha in the Mishnah. P'kak kachaloin, a shutter of a window. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, bizmanshu kasher betolu parking by, vimlav ain't parking by. Rabbi Eliezer holds we may shutter the window only if the shutter is tied to the building and hanging. Rashi explains that when not in use, it hangs from the rope and does not rest on the ground. If it is not tied, or even if it is tied but it rests on the ground, we may not use the shutter. Either way, one may use the shutter. The Gemara explains that all agree. One may not make a new temporary structure on Shabbos or Yom Tov. They argue whether one may add to an existing structure on Shabbos and Yom Tov. One may not add to an existing structure. Therefore, if the shutter is tied and hanging from the building, he may use it, because it does not appear like adding to the structure. It's already part of the building. If it's not tied or not hanging from the building, he's not allowed to use it, because it appears like adding to the structure. One may add to an existing structure. Their opinion will be clarified on the next daf.